This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet signs off on economic reform measures for IMF agreement. Child Development Agency to work closely with Department of Correctional Services to protect juveniles on remand. And government seeks to bring salaries of early childhood teachers in line with their counterparts at the primary and secondary levels. Details after this message. Stay with us.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Cabinet has signed off on a raft of measures necessary for an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. To tackle the country's debt, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Cabinet has agreed to increase the primary surplus from a planned 6.3% to 7.5%, which will be maintained for the duration of the IMF program. This will be facilitated through taxes, wage restrictions for public sector workers, the prioritization of expenditure, and the divestment of public assets.
It is clear that these measures will require sacrifice from all sectors of the society. However, that is the price we all have to pay if we are to achieve macroeconomic stability, which is necessary for growth and for job creation. The Cabinet insists that these burdens must be equitably shared, and as far as possible, the most vulnerable in the society must be protected.
Dr. Phillips says as a result, the government will commit to a minimum level of investment in the country's social protection programs. The finance minister says now that the measures have been agreed, a technical team will return to the bargaining table for what is believed to be the final round of talks with the IMF. Dr. Phillips was speaking Monday at a press conference to update the country on the outcomes of a recently concluded three-day cabinet retreat. In the meantime, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has put to rest rumours of a division in the cabinet. The Prime Minister says cabinet stands wholeheartedly behind the proposed measures which are necessary to move the country forward.
The cabinet is united in its commitment to take bold actions and to do whatever is necessary and prudent to arrive at an agreement that is in the best interest of Jamaica, given our particular circumstances.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller also stressed that though a deal with the International Monetary Fund is important, it will not solve the country's problems.
It will give us some reprieve in some areas, but we are going to have to, as one Jamaican people, put our shoulders to the wheel to get it right. And it's not just about government. It must be government in a partnership with the private sector and all Jamaicans.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, will be forging a closer working relationship with the Department of Correctional Services to do casework for juveniles remanded to correctional centres by the courts. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the intervention of the CDA will include the agency seeking review and possibly variation by judges of some court orders regarded as confining children to correctional institutions for excessively long periods for uncontrollable behaviour. The statement from the youth minister follows her visit along with a team of child care practitioners and psychiatrists to the juvenile sections of the Fort Augusta Correctional Center in St. Catherine and the Horizon Remand Center in Kingston on Sunday. In the meantime, Minister Hanna says discussions have started with the Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, and with National Security Minister Peter Bunting to have more psychiatrists, counselors, and other child health professionals available to serve juveniles in the justice system. And the government will this year be moving to bring trained early childhood teachers within the same salary scale as those at the primary and secondary levels.
The injustice where the trained early childhood teacher is paid less than a teacher who teaches in another school. I declare that to be unfair and unjust and to be changed as soon as that is possible, beginning this year, I trust.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Currently, early childhood education teachers are paid much less than their counterparts at the primary and secondary levels. Minister Thwaites says the salary adjustment is in keeping with the ministry's plans to accomplish the first of its two major goals for this year, strengthening the early childhood sector and increasing the number of students doing technical and vocational subjects. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.